Welcome to Coach's Corner. Today's Coach's Corner is Tosa Chat and coaching in an EdTech world. Today's Coach's Corner features the creators of Tosa Chat, Kelly Martin, Carly Mora, Joe Young, and myself, Coach Ben. As always, please like, share, comment, subscribe, or leave some feedback. We look forward to hearing from you.
All right, here we go, guys, live on Coach's Corner while Carly fixes her hair. No, it's all right. I better fix my hat too. Okay, so welcome everybody, and thank you those of you in the blabosphere, just like the Twitter sphere, for joining us. This is our special Coach's Corner because this is the first time that all four of us have been in one digital or real space besides Twitter, of course. Because that doesn't really count because there's a whole bunch of other people there at once. And so here we are, the original team Tosa Chat, joined by all of our other team Tosa Chat now because we are the Tosa Chat community. Yep. So first of all, those of you that are joining us, I'm sure you know who these people are, but we'll give some quick introductions. I am Coach Ben on the Twitter at Cogswell_Ben, and I am an EdTech Tosa in Salinas, California. And we'll go over here to, I think she's on this side, yep, Miss Carly.
Hi. I'm a Tosa teacher on special assignment at Centerris Elementary, but I only work half time because the other half I'm co-oping at my son's preschool, which I think is harder work, actually.
I think that may be harder, actually. Yes, yeah. Right? You can't, it's you can't, you take the kids home with you, and, you know. That's a big change. So here's one other thing I'm going to add to for our special guests. Carly, what is your favorite tech tool?
Well, all things Google, but I don't know. I love Google Draw. I love it.
And you are very good at it as well. So
I love Canva.
Give you some props for that.
But I love Google Draw. Oh, we can give each other props?
Yes, we can. You can only just not give yourself props. All right, so also joining us besides Ms. Carly Mora, we will go ladies first, I'm sure, down here on my screen. And Kelly, your name, of course, your location, your role, and your favorite tech tool.
Okay, I'm Kelly Martin. I live in South Lake Tahoe and work for Lake Tahoe Unified School District. And I have like the world's longest title. I am the TK through 8th grade educational technology and curriculum coordinator. So it's a little ridiculous, but a lot of my job is working with teachers, coaching them with technology, and I was a Tosa for 4 years. So
once a Tosa, always a Tosa, right?
Yeah, and they still look at me like I'm one of them, so that's kind of cool, even though I am an admin at this point. So my favorite tech tool, not really a big surprise, is probably Canva or ThingLink or both.
Both something you are also masters of those two things.
Yeah, I like those things. They're fun.
All right. Awesome, Kelly. Thank you for sharing. And of course, we have Super Joe.
Yeah, he made it.
I've made it this time. Yes, Joe Young. I'm a math and STEAM TOSA, math and STEAM coach in the Palo Alto Unified School District in Palo Alto. And for those who are not familiar with California very much, it is right by Stanford, so Stanford University. Let's see, it's my first year as a math and STEAM coach and really excited to support teachers, learn with them. And in our most recent, this last hour, I was talking about just the importance of humility and walking with the teachers that you you coach. So that's definitely where I feel like it's a privilege and a pleasure to be with them. My favorite tech tool is Explain Everything. And it's because anybody at any age can jump on there and, you know, explain what they want to do. So it's pretty powerful. It's my go-to to make flip videos. And so that's what I would say.
You know, that's interesting. I always like, it's on my iPad. I need to check it out. I've always been kind of hooked into Doceri. I love it because it's free, but you know, the more you say it, Joe, the more I want to go and try it. So here's to me trying that at some point. All right. So, here is the awesome squad. And you know what, Joe, one thing I got to say is you're going to be really close to that Broncos game that's coming up. So that's pretty awesome.
That's right.
There's my, there's my third shameless plug. I'll get a few more in those throughout. All right. So here is again, one of the go-to questions here for Coach's Corner, trying to hopefully help coaches and Tosas everywhere. I know I've grown a lot from the people I've talked to, and that's always awesome. And so what is your coaching mantra? Oh, and by the way, thank you, Judy. My mom loves my short beard as well, too. What is your coaching mantra? And this time we'll start in reverse chronological order, and that we'll go with you, Joe. So what is your coaching mantra? What inspires you to do your work?
Let's see. I think most recently in that, I think last Monday's Toast Chat, we were talking about mottos, and I would say, you know, throughout just being a teacher and all, and in all my experiences, I've always said the phrase that I use often is, I don't know, let's learn it together. And I think as a coach, sometimes you don't want to say, I don't know, because you should look like a professional, but I still say that a lot. I don't know, let's learn together. Now, of course, if there's things that I do know and teachers ask me, hey, can you support me with this? I say, oh, you know, that's great. Let's learn it together. So I think that's the key thing. Let's learn together, because it's really to allow them to know that I'm really no expert, and I'm there to just support them. And there's going to be so much that I can learn in that process too.
Love those words, Joe. I don't know. Let's learn it together. I definitely will carry forward those with me into my work. So that's awesome. Kelly, what about you? This is now the second time you've got to answer this question, so I'm sure it will be even more awesome.
And actually, that was Joe, I'm glad you brought up last week's chat, because that reminded me of like some of the things that I posted and even sort of considered last week. And I would always tell my students, and what I tell the teachers is, like, it's not a competition, and the only person you're competing with is yourself. So you only need to be better than yourself than you were yesterday. So as long as you're improving and growing, then you're doing a good job. And I totally agree with you, Joe, on your let's learn it together. If we don't know, like, my answer is like, I don't know, but I'll find out, and I'm happy to share it with you. Like, if it's not something we can answer real quick, then we'll figure it out together. So I like yours as well. I'm definitely gonna have to keep that in the back of my mind too.
No, that's a great one. I've kind of seen, you know, around, and it's, you know, it's hard. I feel like in our society, when we're always trying to compete against one another, how can we kind of reframe that and change people's thinking? So very cool, Kelly. Thank you. Now up to you, Ms. Carly. What is your coaching mantra? What inspires you?
Well, I set my motto from last week, and what I said last time we were on Blab, is I like to share the awesome. So whatever I see, I don't think our teachers get enough of that. Like, we go into their classrooms and we see what they're doing, but I try to go out and just share what they're doing all the time. I think it's easier for me because I'm in one school, one site, so I can just like go out there and just blast out what they're doing. But I don't think they get enough props. I think that they're doing some awesome things, and they just need a little gold star every once in a while. So I think as a TOSA, it's nice that I can go in there and just share what they're doing and give them shout outs on Twitter or through email or in our staff room. And I think that's fun. It's fun for me to do.
So basically what you guys are telling me, right, is share the awesome, right? And I love that. Give them a little gold star every once in a while. To say, you know, I don't know, but let's learn this together, right? Work together. And then on top of that, let's be better than the person who we were yesterday. You know, just being able to, as I said, for me, Coach's Corner, the reason I do it, I got to say selfishly, is it's about me and the people I talk to. What can I learn from those? And those are just three great things, as I said, that I can kind of take with me as into my work. So thank you again. So shifting the theme from our mantra to something that is very close and dear to, I think, our hearts and many of the people's hearts who are joining us right now in the Blab is TOSA Chat. And it's, I know we've talked about it, what such a wonderful community it is. So the question is, why did you decide to help create TOSA Chat? I guess, and did you know what you were getting in for in the beginning? you can kind of just kind of think, you know, why did you decide? Where's it gone? And then I'll follow up with your biggest takeaway. But so why did you decide to jump on this crazy train with people you didn't know and go? How about we start over here now, Kelly?
I think when you threw it out on Twitter, it was like, okay, I was a TOSA for 4 years. It's something I have some experience with. And I think we all had seen the huge growth in coaches and TOSAs and just saw kind of a need for a chat or something to bring all of those people together. And I know we're all like basically Northern California, your central coast area, Ben, but like we're all from the same general area, which is sort of funny, but I think we all sort of collectively saw a need for it. And the fact that it's taken off to what it has is just nuts in my mind. Like, I can't believe it's as crazy as it is and as big as it is and grown so fast. Are we at 6 months yet? We're at just 6 months, right?
Yeah, I guess.
We started August. Oh, so like in like a week, it'll be 6 months.
Feels like a long time.
I know. And that's what's crazy is, and yes, Ben, I don't think any of us had any idea what we were getting into.
Ride the wave, man. Ride the
exactly.
wave.
Exactly.
All right. That's great. That definitely awesome. Thank you. And so I'll let you pick who you would like to go next, Kelly. You have Carly or Joe. Who would you like to select?
Where's my hand? There, Carly.
Carly. All right, Kylie.
You know,
why did you jump
trying
in?
Trying to remember how we started. Like, I remember it being summertime. I remember a lot of this happened when I was in Hawaii, and I was just texting all the time with you guys, and I was so excited, and I was like, I should really be at the beach right now, but I'm really pumped about this toast and chat. And I was making forms, and my husband thought I was crazy, but I didn't care. I don't know. Ben threw it out there, and the four of us just connected, and we started direct messaging each other back when you can only do 140 texts or 140 characters on direct message, so we'd have, like, short little messages for, like, hours, and I don't know, just meeting you guys, and we haven't even, like, really met yet, but just being with you guys and sharing the passion of being a TOSA and how exciting it is, and this chat, I don't know, there's no way I could have said no. It was awesome. You guys are awesome. And then to start it and to see how far it's come in less than 6 months is just insane. I don't know. Who wouldn't say yes to this? It's great. I love it, obviously.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. And just kind of what Judy added to it, TOSA trend is a cresting wave all over, for sure, right time,
mm-hmm.
you know. All right, so next, I guess there's only one person for you to pick, Carly. And Joe, what about you? Why did you decide to jump on the ship?
Gosh, it was the same, of course, for all of us, it was the same format where the idea and the pitch was put out there on Twitter. And I was, this is my first year as a TOSA, and I was thinking, wow, what can I offer? But it was a moment where I couldn't say no, right? It's like, this could be such a big thing, which of course, as we just said, you know, it's less than 6 months and it's huge. And it's been we've been able to meet a need. Of course, you know, Judy's mentioned in the chat that we all, the four of us, we balance this load for each other and building these connections. And so I think, you know, the big thing that I had is, I just think about how I am, like, I'm really kind of an early adopter with all tech. And so this was a thing where I thought, you know, I'm getting this invitation. I can't pass it up. This is going to be something great. And if it's you know, whatever happens, it's going to be great. And so I was really excited to be a part of it. And then when we were starting to just brainstorm different ideas, it was a summer. I had the time and I thought, oh, you know what? I have this one email address that I'm not using very much. Oh, let's create we had the idea of creating a Gmail account. Oh, let's do that. And then of course you need to have one that, to start it off, I thought, well, let me just throw it off right there. And then we just kind of built, and there was this huge momentum as we went on, and the Bitly page, and then Kelly doing all the graphics, and then eventually getting our own URL. It's amazing, amazing stuff. And of course, you know, evolving into Twitter, I mean, evolving into Voxer, and then we have ideas down the line too, everyone.
I definitely loved, and I think, you know, you guys would agree with this statement, what Judy said. I like how you bring others into the tent, and, you know, yeah. I think that's been the coolest part is, is kind of being able to feel like you can hand over that ownership to the community. And just as you guys know, hashtag team awesome. So super awesome. And I just got to say again, this, I don't usually answer the questions, but I will for this question.
Yeah.
I think thinking about Tosa Chat, it was just for me, just at the beginning, before you're starting being a Tosa, it's like, you know, I was like, you know, I got all these people and all this stuff to do, and I just felt lost. And, you know, mm-hmm. there's some other places out there, and I was still pretty new to Twitter. So just kind of saying, well, you know, I would like to have that place. And it's just amazing, I think, what it has become, because, you know, we learn. There's that saying, you know, I'm sure you guys hear it all the time, you know, the smartest person in the room is the room. Yeah. And how now, you know, our room is a little bigger. It doesn't have four walls, but that's a hashtag pretty much. So I think that's pretty awesome. So you guys were awesome. Thanks for taking up the call. And so with that, thinking about, you know, what has been your takeaway, whether it's from a person, whether it's for thinking about, you know, just in general from, you know, doing the actual chat itself, or just a conversation you've had, or a particular chat, what do you think has been your biggest takeaway from Tosa Chat that you kind of carry forward into your work? Joe, you were up last. Why don't you pick the next person to go?
Let's pick Kelly.
All right, Kelly, you're in the hot seat. First one.
I think I went first last time.
Yeah. Aren't you so lucky?
Got suckered into that one.
Yep.
I think, honestly, my biggest takeaway is that just to stay positive and know that I have my friends in my pocket pals, whenever I need them. And that's what's so cool about not only the Voxer, the Twitter group that we've helped create, and the Voxer group, is that we have this whole community that if you need support, I feel like I have it now, because I was always the lone Tosa. I'm still the lone coach in my tiny district of 5 or 6 schools. See, I don't even know how many schools we have. and that's the thing, is like, that's, if I know that I have the support of these 100 people or 1,000 people that are on Twitter, that is it. That's huge for me. And I haven't had that before this year. So it's totally changed how I look at my job.
Awesome. No, definitely good answer. 10 bonus points for you out of 10. All right, so then you get to pick who's going to go up next.
Joe.
I knew. Yeah, you got to throw it back at him. All right, yep. Joe, you're up, buddy. What has been your biggest takeaway from the Tosa Chat?
You know, I think the answer that I have right away is that I found my tribe. And it was someone in Tosa Chat that recently wrote a blog post on her own blog. I can't remember who it is right now, saying that they found their tribe. And you know, Ben, you were talking about that you were new to Twitter before Tosa Chat. I think I've been on Twitter for about maybe a year, really actively. I had started my account earlier. Actually, my very first experience with Twitter was my classroom account. But with my professional account, I was tweeting here and there. I was joining various chats. I'm going to just plug a few here. Teach Like a Pirate, of course. Dojo Chat, I helped moderate it before. I did iBooks author chat and various things. But it wasn't where it was a weekly thing for me. I had it on my calendar as a weekly reoccurring event. But the moment I got Twitter chat, it was a weekly thing. It was something that I wanted to be a part of. I enjoyed the ideas, the insights, the camaraderie. You know, everyone has these hashtags by saying better together. This really is truly better together. And it's because of the tribe and this feeling that we have, this camaraderie on Twitter, on the Voxer group. And of course, who knows what's going to come next, but this is the thing that I'm taking out of, from it. The biggest thing is just having a place, having a tribe.
Definitely. And and Judy also agreed with you. Hashtag better together and agreed. Very, very cool. And so finally, last but not least, biggest takeaway.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of hard to follow that up. Yeah, it's our it's like our family. Like every week I get to see everybody on Tosa Chat, but then throughout the week you see everybody's you know, their little profile pictures, even when someone changes their profile picture and throws everybody up in a tizzy. But it's so fun. It's like seeing friends every week. I get to see, and then I talk to you guys. I talk to you guys more than like the people I actually see in my life. I think, I don't know that we go, the four of us go a day without talking to each other. I'm pretty sure not all the time. And it's just so nice just to bounce ideas off of each other. And especially since we're not in the same district, we don't work with the same people. We just, you know, it's nice. It just, we've just expanded our whole world. And I don't know, it's, I think the biggest takeaway is just that I have on Monday nights, just something to look forward to and see you guys and see everybody. And even though we don't really see each other, but just to hang out and to chat and to just give and get props. And it's just a nice little world we've created, our tribe.
So I think for those listeners out there, I think the biggest, you know, things that you could take away from this is just figure out some other ways that you can get support in real life. I mean, it's great too, but there's lots of ideas out there. And Carly, it's like if you have 5 minutes, your personal ISPD, what's that quote that you put out there?
Oh, think of Twitter and growth mindset. I have 5 minutes. What can I learn today?
Yeah, I have 5 minutes. What can I learn today? And so thinking about that, you know, how are you being connected as an educator, and how are you kind of growing? Because if you find your tribe or your group, there's lots of great ideas to be had out there. And, you know, the sky's the limit when you can collaborate with that PLN. And so great answers. Love it. Very, very awesome. And so I changed my last question a little bit thanks to Miss Kelly down there. And so usually I kind of ask for your words of wisdom, but we're going to throw it up. What is your motto that keeps you going? And this is your 140 character mm-hmm. motto. So what's a motto? What's your motto that keeps you going, whether it's this year, whether it's throughout your coaching? I'm sure you guys know mine. I throw it in that GIF every single time I can, right? So what is your motto? So you were up first last time, Kelly, so I'm gonna let you pick this time. I'm gonna pick Joe again.
No, I think I'm gonna pick Carly.
Sure. Didn't we already do mottos?
Yeah, it is the same, but thinking about what's your, not necessarily your mantra, but you can frame it as this way: words of wisdom.
Oh, okay. Well, I really like the one that I've been throwing out, the learn, try, reflect, and then repeat. So you just you learn something, you try it, you reflect on it, and you repeat. And I think that when we have TOSA chat, we can learn together. We can try it out together. We can reflect together. And then we're just learning and growing together. So learn, try, reflect, repeat.
You can, if you go and go look under at Carly Mora, and you can see that wonderful graphic she has. So very cool. Retweet it. It's awesome. Good job. All right. So who's next, Carly?
Oh, I get to pick? Yes. I haven't got to pick. I'm going to go with Joe.
All right,
Joe.
You know, I think the thing that I'm going to take one word from Carly's, what Carly just said, and it's, I've always said that, you know, people always talk about their R&Rs, and my R&R is reflection and refinement. And I've always been a pretty reflective kind of guy. I've journaled throughout my life, and it's always been helpful for me to stay calm, to process things. But the big part of it is that second R, and that's the refinement part. And that's really to look at what I can continue to grow in, and some of my missteps and how I can learn from those missteps. In just this past hour, there were a lot of tweets about failing forward. And that's definitely the piece to it too, that if they're missed up, you know, you really could reflect on it and revise it for the future and learn from it. So I'm going to connect it right to Kelly's thing about be a better person than you were yesterday, right? Just continue to be that. So
reflection. Close the loop there, right? Close the loop.
Yep.
Awesome. All right. And so, Kelly, take us home.
Okay. So I had to grab my phone, which I had on the dashboard. And yes, I am in the car. This is my wonderful office. Because I knew there was a quote I wanted to share last week for mottos, because I read over a lot of like quotes to help sometimes with my reflection. And One I don't think I included, but it is one of my favorite quotes, and I've kind of felt this way even since I was a kid. But it is, the best thing someone can do is tell me I can't do something. Thanks for the coal, I'll light the fire. and to me, it's like, that's a challenge. It's always a challenge. So it helps me to sort of keep pushing forward. And like not getting accepted to Google Innovator, like that just made me go, okay, so now what do I have to do to better my application to get accepted the next time, or the next time, or the next time, and how many times, like, I'll keep pushing until I get it. So I constantly want to push forward.
So we had a request from Anne, if you could read your quote again, Kelly.
Now, I apologize, I have a cold. After I had the flu last week, so that's awesome. Let me pull it up. Where is it? I should have plugged in my snowball microphone.
Ooh, that's what I have right here.
Wow, see? Mine's blue, too. I got a little blue one. okay, so it's, the best thing someone can do is tell me I can't do something. Thanks for the coal, I'll light the fire.
Now your homework assignment now, Kelly, is to come up with a cool graphic and tweet that out.
Nice.
It has one.
You got to do your own. I'm sorry.
I know. It's not really my style.
Yes, yeah, I love that, right? Thanks for the coal, light the fire. Don't let those haters get you down. Yeah. And so very, very great advice. I love that. The try, learn, reflect, and grow, and the reflection and the refinement. And then, of course, you know, I love that. Like, give me the coal, I'm going to light that fire. So thank you guys again for sharing and helping me grow as an educator. And so with that, any last shout outs that you would like to give out there into the blabosphere, into the Twittersphere? Besides, of course, thank you, Anne, again, for being so awesome in your moderation tonight of Tosa Chat. You did a beautiful and fantastic job. It was very awesome, and I loved it. Lots of good brain food, as I tweeted to Judy earlier, for me for the week. And so, shout outs.
Well, everyone who joins every week on the chat, honestly, and on Voxer, it's just grown so much. I mean, I don't want to pick one person out or five people out because I'll forget 30 or 50. but all of our guest moderators who've stepped up, and the ones we have coming up, because we have quite a few coming up. I see Judy is on here. We have her scheduled, I think, for the end of next month, if memory serves.
Woo-woo, Judy.
Yep. So that's been huge. So that's awesome.
All right. What about you, Joe?
You know, I'm going to close the loop again. You were talking about that phrase, what was that phrase? About the smartest person in the room is the room. And yes. That's the shout out, is that the Toasted Chat room is, you know, started with four people in the Toasted Chat room. And it grew, and it's continuing to grow, and it's growing and growing. And I had a new person on my to join the Palo Alto Tosa team, Hillary, who joined. I got her to go on to set up a Twitter account this week, and she jumped onto Tosa Chat tonight. And so that room just continues to grow, and I think that's the biggest shout out, that I want to shout out to everyone in our room. You know, people come and go, maybe sometimes Monday nights are tricky, especially for the East Coast folks, but they're, you know, our room is there, and it's there for us to grow together, to learn together, and to try, what was that? Try, reflect, repeat. I missed one of the words, Carl. But yeah, I mean,
learn,
there it
learn.
Is.
Try, reflect, learn, grow.
Learn first.
So definitely, shout out to the entire Tosa Chat room.
Very awesome. All right. And last but not least,
shout outs. Okay. Yes. All across the chat. You can't pick just one. You guys, my three Tosa Chat family. I don't know what I would do without you guys. You, Ben, Joe, and Kelly. I don't know. Like, you guys just, so many days I've been on my phone DMing you guys, and I don't know, you guys light my fire all the time. So, and then everybody at my site. I'm lucky because I only have one site, Sun Terrace, and they just keep me going, and they rock. So, and Ditch Book. give a shout out to.
Hashtag Dishbook.
Hashtag.
All right. Well, guys, you are awesome. Thank you so much for joining Coach's Corner. And it will be out there on both YouTube and in podcast format. So whether you want to watch us on the Blab or just listen to us as we chit-chat our way through Tosa Chat. Thanks for watching, you guys out there that joined us live for the chat, and we'll see you in the flip side. Peace out. Oh, one more thing, by the way. Sorry, guys. I end this, our high five, end this with a high five, as April would say, we're voguing. So just like put your hands up. I don't know where everybody is. Ready? One, two, three, high five. Whoop-pow! Peace out for real this time, y'all.
Thanks for joining Coach's Corner. This is Coach Ben signing off.